He's being hailed a hero. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The shopper who killed a shooter inside a mall in Indiana.
The citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop the shooter almost as soon as he began.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen says they're still trying to figure out the dead shooter's motive.
The gunman walked into the mall armed with a rifle and multiple magazines and opened fire around 6 o'clock Sunday night. The suspect shot 5 people, killing 3. The Greenwood police say 4 of the victims were adults and 1 was a child. She was 12 years old. She's now recovering at home.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. A trial's underway this morning in Florida to determine if the 2018 Parkland High School shooter should get the death penalty. Nicholas Cruz already pleaded guilty to 17 murders. A new report from the Texas legislature on May's Uvalde school shooting identifies massive system failures in law enforcement response. Mitch Renfro's nephew Uzziah was among the 21 students and teachers killed.
These guys, they didn't do their job, so they must be held accountable, just like we're all held accountable for our job.
The report says 376 officers responded, but no one took command. It took 77 minutes to go into the classroom to kill the gunman. Treason. That's what Ukraine's president says about some people removed from the government, calling them traitors. Some could be charged now in Russian-controlled areas. That's led to 2 top officials being sacked.
Ukraine's president says he's fired 2 senior members of his administration, including the head of his powerful domestic security agency, citing a failure to purge Russian spies. This comes as Russia's defense minister has ordered his forces to step up operations in Ukraine.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Kyiv. While people sweat and swelter in Britain, a first ever extreme heat warning is in place. Temperatures going to get at 104 degrees for the first time today and tomorrow. Paul Davies with UK Weather Service fears
this sort of unprecedented heat could be a regular occurrence by the end of the century.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are some big gains on Wall Street. The Dow is up 208 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 164. The S&P 500 adding 32 points. The price of oil is also surging up more than $4, back over $102 a barrel. But gas continues its daily decline from the record last month. AAA's national average for regulars down another penny. $4.52 a gallon now. That's a half dollar less than the all-time high. Truckers are getting a break, too. Diesel is 28 cents lower than its record. And those drivers could soon have a harder time putting the pedal to the metal.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has already received thousands of comments from truckers, supporters, and industry officials over the government's push to require speed-limiting devices on trucks. The comment period ending today as the American Trucking Association opposes efforts to mandate speed limiters for setting speeds in the low 60s. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association has also criticized efforts to limit speeds for large trucks, telling the publication Fleet Owner that it would create unnecessary congestion and dangerous speed differentials among vehicles, which leads to higher accident rates. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
At the movies,
Thor: Love and Thunder conquers the box office for a second straight weekend.
Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god.
The film with 46 million in domestic ticket sales. Minions: The Rise of Gru comes in at number 2, Universal's animated sequel, bringing in $26 million. A new release in third place after a better-than-expected box office take, Sony Pictures' Where the Crawdads Sing, with $17 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
A player from down under is on top of the golf world. Cameron Smith won the British Open with a record-tying 20 under par. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.